The Prime Minister, David Cameron, he's weighed in on the Chet Evans debate and said he believes any club thinking of signing Evans must weigh the decision very carefully due to the position of footballers as role models. But is it right that footballers and all sports stars should be seen as role models just because they play their sports professionally? I'm joined by commentators Mike Parry and Colin McAlpine. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mike, where do you stand on this? Just because a footballer is in the public eye, should he gauge his responsibilities and tailor his behaviour off the pitch and respect the fact that to many he is indeed a role model?
Well, it depends what his responsibilities are to the job he's doing and the people who employ him. I mean, for instance, greatest footballer we've ever had in these islands is George Best. Now, if George Best had been a role model for young kids would have got into champagne very, very early on. They'd have been chasing women when they were 14. They'd have not turned up for work when they're supposed to, if they had something better to do. And frankly, they'd have led dissipated lives. But George Best was still a role model. So the point is, I know exactly what you're saying. Can you hold up George Best as a role model? Well, I think you can, because George Best was highly successful at what he did. And I think the role model application should be to strive to be the very best at what you do in life, to make the very best of your life, to enjoy your life to its maximum. But I don't think there are any hard and fast rules for role models. You've got to be a goody-two-shoes. You've got to be perfectly well-behaved. You've got to do nothing naughty. And you've got to look like an angel in the eyes of youngsters. Youngsters don't like angels. Youngsters are impressed by people like those characters in the A-Team. You know, one of the most popular TV programmes of the 80s. They like baddies. They like people who are different. They don't like goody-two-shoes. So as for role modelism, I think you've got to redefine the word role model before you start asking whether role model should apply to people who are famous and the influence they have on youngsters.
Colin McAlpine, what do you think of this? We're talking about role models. We're talking about sports stars.
Are role models.
You think they are? Even
or not, whether they like it or not, young lads buy their jerseys with their names on it. They all want it and want to be your Ashley Coles, your John Terry's, your Wayne Rooney's, your Ryan Giggs, your Peter Crouch's, and your Evans. Well, there's a great bunch of role models if anybody wanted them.
But buying the jerseys and having the jerseys and having the names on the jerseys, as you suggested, surely that's influenced almost 100% with how these players perform on the pitch as role models, and has very little to do with what they do off it. I mean, do a lot of fans actually care what they do off the pitch as long as their role models are performing well?
Well, you're advocating that as a, as a...
I'm not advocating anything, I'm just asking a question.
Andy Harvey should deal with role models. As long as a guy's good on the pitch and scores a lot of goals, well, he can get young girls drunk and take them into hotels.
I'm only asking the question if that's the case. I mean, do a lot of fans actually care? I mean, you look at Eric Cantona when he jumped into the crowd.
Can I come in here again?
Go on ahead, Mike.
Nobody mentioned Chet Evans to me. And Chet Evans, in my view, should not be playing football now while he's convicted rapist. He's got an appeal process going through. Let's wait and see what happens there. But he shouldn't be playing football now. I understand what my colleague there is saying, but let's look at it absolutely factually. The vast majority of footballers, 99.9% of them, do not end up in court convicted of serious offences like Chet Evans. Some of them have... poor behaviour off the pitch. You could say it's antisocial behaviour. Sometimes it's excessive behaviour. But that comes with being famous. It becomes being very good at what you do. It becomes from being special and being in the public eye. And we have to forgive our role models for their excesses. Everybody now forgives Wayne Rooney for what he did years ago when he was a younger man. He's matured and grown up now. So Wayne Rooney is a role model because it means that's what you can become when you're 28, 29 or 30 years of age. You've got to forgive youngsters who are famous and rich for their teen years.
I was trying to make the point, Mike. I mean, is it worse for a player who, you know, during, we've made the point when they're on the pitch, a lot of fans maybe would look at what they do on the pitch an awful lot more than what they do off it. Do you think, Mike, it's worse for someone like, you know, for Cantona to do what he did when he jumped into the crowd, for Zinedine Zidane to headbutt somebody when he's on the pitch? Is that worse?
No. Eric Cantona, to me, was a great role model because he was a man who knew his own mind. He was a foreigner. He was France. He came here. He decided, I'm going to impose my Gaelic views on British society. His Gaelic views included anybody who shouted filthy abuse at him about his mother would get retribution from Eric Cantona.
So
99% of us would have said, good on Eric Cantona for getting stuck into that potty mouth thug who attacked him. There's nothing wrong with that. Of course it's against the law, and of course he was punished for it. Most people have sympathy for the fact that he felt so riled that somebody was insulting his mother. Cantona had to sort that person out.
Would you have said, well done, Eric Cantona, Colin?
Not particularly. It wasn't the most edifying spectacle. But my colleague, his argument regarding Cantona, let's reverse that and let's talk about Evans, because that's what we're on to talk about. He is the subject.
We're not talking specifically about Chet Evans. Yeah. And as far as I'm aware, that wasn't what you were. You shouldn't have been told that, and you weren't told that. But we're talking in a more general sense. So let's get a couple of callers on this. Bobby's in Rathcoole. Morning, Bobby.
Morning, Joe. Joel, anyone I think who sets up a footballer as a role model, I mean, they're pampered, they're overpaid, and if I thought that any of my family were setting themselves up to be a Wayne Rooney or an Ashley Cole, I would set them down and slap them and make them take up darts.
Well, I think they're a bad father. I think you're a bad father and a bad...
I'm a bad father. Listen, Rooney has a couple of kids. Do we talk about the old slapper?
Oh, hold on a second. I mean, the point is, and the wider point that we're trying to get to, is just because you are a footballer or you are a top golfer or a top sports person or indeed a top pop star or someone in the world of celebrity, does it necessarily mean, Bobby, that being a role model should go with the territory, or is that too much to expect?
You can't use those people as role models. I mean, they're living in the fantasy worlds with they're coming down with money. They're spoiled, rotten, pampered people. Why would anyone want to use those as role models?
This is rubbish, my friend. Craig Bellamy is a footballer. He's a Welsh footballer. He spent £4 million of his own money on a charity in Africa which helped poor kids to play football. Didier Drogba spent nearly £10 million in his homeland in Africa again.
And how many of those can you imagine? How many more can you imagine?
Well, OK, I'll tell you something. This morning I was working on another radio broadcasting programme with Danny Murphy. Danny Murphy is an excellent role model for any footballer. A fantastic young man who made his way in professional football. And he's, you know, an absolute epitome of the sort of man you'd want in society living next to you. There are literally millions of footballers like that. Andy Townsend I've worked with. Alan Brazil I've worked with.
Ray Parler.
These are great guys.
Everyone you mention. I could mention one who has appalling behaviour.
Okay,
I don't think you can.
These guys are
very high earning. They're very high earning. They pay lots of taxes. They contribute enormous things to society. They employ people, you know, who wash their cars, who build their houses, who look after their gardens. Footballers are great assets to this society.
But wouldn't use those as role models.
Bobby, I'm only cutting you off because Lawrence is waiting here in Dungannon. Morning, Lawrence.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine.
So do you think it's too much to expect of top sportsmen, top pop stars, whoever they happen to be, just because they're in the limelight, is it too much for us to expect that they should act and behave as role models?
Well, if you're going to start to cherry pick with role models, as no, like footballers, like that. What about our politicians? How many of them are colourful?
So what are you saying, we shouldn't necessarily view them as role models, or we should?
If you're going to treat them like our politicians, then they should be all treated the same.
Do you think footballers get a bad press, Lawrence? Would you defend them?
I would defend them. I don't support any football, but I would defend them. But I don't see their rape business or anything like that. I wouldn't be on for that there, you know. But you have to draw the line. Where do you stop?
Yeah, I want to talk to Peter this morning. Peter, you're in France this morning, are you?
I'm indeed, Joel. I'm glad
we have an international listener, at least one. This is great news. So what do you make of this, Peter? I mean, because you coach young kids, so do they look at footballers, and it would probably be the same in other sports, do they look at these players as role models because of what they do on the pitch, or do these players, because they get the big money and the big salaries, do they have to accept the fact that what they do off the pitch as well is going to be hugely influential on young people?
I think you put the nail on the head earlier on when you said, I don't think they really care as long as they're playing well on the pitch. I think they're willing to accept practically everything that they do. The wider point I would say is, like, having coached young footballers and obviously interacted with senior footballers as you would have done, I think that one of the core elements I see is emotional maturity. The adult players don't seem to react. They seem to react the same way as they did as juniors. And rather than grow into this sort of emotional maturity, and this is why we see problems with the criminal justice system with them. And, you know, in terms of Irish League behaviour, which you would be familiar with, we had like a senior player from a local club, naming no names, had a sort of a meltdown on social media at the weekend. And I think that was just another exhibit of them not being able to react as an adult would do to a difficult situation.
What do you say whenever you have the young kids and you're coaching them, and say there is a major disciplinary incident in a big game that affects a big name player? I mean, do you, when that subject would come up, how would you sort of deal with that with the kids if they sort of look upon that player and say, oh, that was not great, he did this, when in actual fact the behaviour would be something that would be totally wrong?
Well, I mean, there's been times when I've pulled people off the pitch and explained to them that, you know, regardless of what the result is, that they're basically letting themselves down and the team down, and that they need to learn from the situation. But I've also sent players on to trials at clubs, and I've said, you're going to be in a situation where you're being trialled against maybe 5-6 other guys. They're going to be equally as good as you. And I tell you one thing, the coach is not going to select someone who's going to be a headache for them. So you need to control yourself emotionally, become a mature player, take the direction, get your head down, work hard, and then be successful in the trial. And some players do it and some players don't. But I think generally, I think, again, that the players, you know, they react badly to criticism. And again, I think that's a sign of emotional maturity. And I think that is why we see examples of sort of excessive behaviour bleeding out into the criminal justice system.
I think we've got to understand what role model means, because, you know, footballers don't practice the job of role model. They practice the job of footballer, and they can become role model.
Is that part of the problem, though, Mike? Should there be some sort of framework in place that actually helps educate them?
No, I think, to be honest, we're not giving young people enough credit for the intelligence and maturity they have. Do you think that because Jack Wilshere, the footballer for Arsenal, was pictured in a swimming pool last summer with a cigarette in his mouth in the closed season when he wasn't playing football, do you think that would immediately lead to millions of kids aged about 13 or 14 suddenly getting together and saying, look, we should smoke because Jack Wilshere's got a cigarette in his mouth in a swimming pool in Las Vegas? I mean,
it's quite plausible that a lot of young people would think that.
I doubt it very much indeed. They'd either be smoking by that time anyway, or they'd turn round much more likely and say, Jack Wilshere's an idiot for smoking because smoking kills you.
But there are millions, billions, trillions of pounds spent by advertisers who would want these iconic figures, you know, with their products in their hands. So, you know...
But that's a fact of life. You can't get away from the fact that one of the biggest sponsors of sport in the world is Coca-Cola, who make fizzy drinks. And, you know, the health experts would allege these days that fizzy drinks aren't good for kids.
But the fact is that they pay that money because they think young people and people in general are impressionable. So surely... You know, if they're paying money to think that, are we saying that they've got it wrong as well?
I would agree, but that's a marketing exercise. You know, when McDonald's become a sponsor for football worldwide, as they are, and Sir Geoff Hurst is an ambassador for them, and Coca-Cola a sponsor at all, and that's a marketing exercise. That is directly aimed at trying to influence people. But footballers don't act in a way to try and directly impress people or influence people.
Yeah, but it's an interesting point. It's just an interesting point that you don't think that young people would be affected by seeing, you know, and young Arsenal supporters and young people who idolise Jack Wilshere don't think, you don't think that seeing him smoking would actually necessarily make them think, Jack Wilshere does it, I should do it too.
I don't think it would, in the same way that any kid who saw Mario Balotelli driving around in a gold-plated car or a silver-plated car would say, I've got to have one of those, because that's Mario Balotelli.
That's taste.
precisely. It's taste and all that. But what I'm saying is, kids can't relate to millionaire footballers, and the idea that a millionaire footballer has to also be a role model, as well as a professional footballer, is not concurrent with the way life works. We don't know what the pressures are on millionaire footballers that makes them act like they do when they're off the pitch. They have agents after them, they have fans after them, they have people wanting a bit of them all the time. They have to respond in a certain way.
So given all of that, Mike, are you saying that you're not that surprised that someone would go off the rails from time to time?
Of course they go off the rails from time to time. You know, Steven Gerrard now is the biggest talk about footballer in this country because his contract has absolute pull. Now, Steven Gerrard truly is a role model. Truly a role model because I've worked with him and I know him and he's an outstanding man and he's a man of great principle and character. Nevertheless, Steven Gerrard, during the course of his career, has found himself in court having to defend himself against accusations of being involved in a bit of, bishing and boshing in a pub and all this kind of stuff. I'm afraid it comes with the territory.
And of course, he was cleared. Norman's in Bangor. Morning, Norman.
Good morning, Joe. Listen to that gentleman there.
Mike Parry, he's still there.
He's putting them up on pedestals as if they're heroes.
Yeah.
Go through them all. Terry, Balotelli, Rooney, Evans. The list is endless.
Instead of going and those ones, I mean, who do you look to? Who do you think would be suitable role models then?
I'll tell you where there's a role model. Jessica Ennis. That is a role model for kids to look up to. You go to Athletics and you'll get plenty of role models, but you can't find them in football.
But you can't tar them all. You can't tar them all with the same brush, Norman.
They're headbutting each other on the football field. They're spitting on each other.
Yeah, but they're not all doing it. I mean, you can't tar them all with the same brush.
You go a brave bit, Joel, to find a good one among them. If you go back to when the Irish League, when Billy Neal and Ali Grussell, there was none of this. They were role models, Joel.
Norman,
and it's hard to find a role model now in English football.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I think William, I haven't heard from William yet, and he's been waiting very patiently. Sorry, William, we have about 45 seconds.
Very, very quickly. Joel, good morning.
Good morning.
Nonsense mean talk. The only role models, there's no role models, it's what you get in the home. Your parents, your immediate family, this is nonsense. All the kids in Northern Ireland would be alcoholics because George Best was our main role model. A lot of old junk, as you're talking. You get it in the home, and that's it.
William, thank you for that. That brings our discussion to an end.